From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. For Galveston, Texas, the Deepwater Horizon disaster is terrible, but it's nothing new. The city, on the Gulf Coast southeast of Houston, has been through numerous spills, including the biggest in Gulf history. On June 3, 1979, an exploratory drilling rig off the coast of Mexico blew out. It caught fire, keeled over, and plunged into the wellhead area, damaging the drill pipe. This is from a news report from NBC's Today Show in August 1979.
There is now a distinct possibility that oil spilling from that runaway Mexican well could spread as far as the Gulf Coast of Florida, that from an official of the EPA.
As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, that blowout was just the beginning for Galveston.
The biggest difference between the Ixtoc 1 blowout in 1979 and the Deepwater Horizon is the depth of the water. Instead of 5,000 feet, the Ixtoc 1 was in 160 feet of water, which meant divers could easily get to the well. While that was nice because they didn't have platoons of underwater robots back then, it still took 10 months to cap the well. A nasty sheen of oil spread out across the water, while massive jets of natural gas belching from the ocean floor fed a continuous inferno of flame burning on the surface, its own little watery hell on earth. Between 3 and 5 million barrels of oil poured into the water.
And at that time, we had about 170 miles of the South Texas coast coated with oil.
Wes Tunnell is the associate director of the Hart Research Institute for Gulf of Mexico Studies at Texas A&M in Corpus Christi. Tunnell says the Ixtoc spill coated the beaches of South Texas to an extent and depth not seen with the deep water spill.
It was about 20 to 30 feet in width and a half inch to 1 foot in thickness along the entire stretch of the South Texas coast.
It was a mess. The Mexican oil company Pemex eventually called the Red Adair Company in Houston to shut it down. They did manage to close the well casing and put out the fire, briefly, but then the well ruptured again, and because of the danger to the ships on the surface, the massive natural gas plume had to be relit so as not to accidentally blow everyone to kingdom come. In 1979, this all happened in relative obscurity. You can imagine the Monday morning quarterbacking if it were to have happened in 2010. For more than 100 years, the city of Galveston has lived by the Gulf and died by the Gulf. Tourism, shipping, and the oil industry, its lifeblood. Hurricanes and oil spills, the bane of its existence.
The seawall is like a long sidewalk park that runs most of the length of the island. And in the 70s, I remember it, and in the 80s, just being polka-dotted with black like a Dalmatian, just up and down.
Natalie Gober is B-O-I, born on the island. Standing in front of the Henley Market on the Galveston Strand, Gober remembers 1979 and 1980. Locals in Galveston are famous for not going to the beach. It's one of the many ways they differentiate themselves from the tourists. But back in 1979, Gober was a young girl, still very much going to the water regularly.
Yeah, just as a little kid, that was one of the hazards on the sand, was sitting in or stepping in tar. Kind of hard to get off.
Cheryl Jenkins, manager of the Henley Market, remembers the tar, but doesn't recall that it was devastating to the island's tourist industry.
It was just a fact of life. I mean, it was just going to be tar. And you just had ways to clean it off your feet. You had baby oil and paper towels, and you just figured out ways to cope with it.
The problem for many locals trying to remember back 30 years ago is that the disasters kind of run together. The Ixtoc blowout in 1979 was just the beginning of a series of environmental and natural catastrophes that hit the island over the next 10 years. 5 months after the well blowout, the oil tanker, the Burma Agate, collided with the freighter Mimosa at the entrance to Galveston Bay, causing a massive explosion and fire. 10 million gallons of oil burned and spilled for 2 months. The water was filled with burnt petroleum product waste, as well as millions of gallons of oil that didn't burn. Then, in 1984, the British oil tanker Alvinus ran aground, cracking open the ship's main deck and spilling a massive volume of Venezuelan crude into the Gulf.
53,000 metric tons were in that ship.
Jan Coggeshall was the mayor of Galveston back then.
From that date for the next year, the island was cleaning up heavy crude. We just had to stop beach activity, and we had to start water blasting the seawall, which is 10 miles long, to clean that up. So that was a huge project. It was a very difficult time.
Three oil spills in 5 years, plus a Category 3 hurricane in 1983 named Alicia that tore Galveston up. It was a lot to recover from, not unlike the Gulf Coast today with Hurricane Katrina and the current oil spill. Nevertheless, Galveston rebuilt its hotels and restaurants, repeatedly cleaned its beaches and seawall of the oil. By the mid to late 1980s, the tourists were back in force. The local oyster, shrimp, and fishing industry slowly recovered too. Although some oil from the Deepwater Horizon spill has made its way west to Galveston, it's been a very small amount. When you ask locals like Jack King, owner of Le King's Confectionery, where for more than 30 years they've made their own candy, when you ask King if he remembers the aftermath of the Galveston oil spills of the 70s and 80s, he squints his eyes.
Because this place has been here so long, and people now who came here as children are bringing their children back, we get a lot of phone calls that says, are you open again? Is Galveston back? I haven't yet had anyone to ask me, is there oil on the beaches? So we're happy.
Galveston has post-traumatic stress disorder. It's been so dazed by hurricanes, the oil spills seem nothing more than a nuisance, at least in retrospect. Jack King and his island are recovering from yet another devastating hurricane, Hurricane Ike, which plowed into Galveston September 13th in 2008 with a Category 5 storm surge. Most of the island went completely underwater and destruction was widespread. Galveston is once again crawling from the wreckage. The people of Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida certainly know how they feel and can only hope that in 20 years they'll squint trying to remember their oil spill too. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Learn more about the music and artists you hear on NPR and discover new music by visiting npr.org/music. There you can also hear a Tiny Desk concert or get an exclusive first listen of new music. This is NPR.